You're listening to SBS News.
Barbara Numpa-Jimpa is 71 years old and needs to use an oxygen tank to help her breathe. Her age means she's within the vulnerable group of Australians who'll receive their COVID-19 vaccine in the next stage of its rollout. She's been helping to translate information about the vaccine into an animation in Pintupi Lurcha, hoping her work will keep her community safe.
They need to listen. The sick people, they should probably get the needle. They're getting scared that they might die.
Miss Numpa-Jimpa has been working with members of Purple House, a remote dialysis clinic in the Central Desert that provides support and care for renal patients, their friends and family.
This virus came from overseas last year to Australia. We had to listen. We were in a battle with the virus. We need to get the needle. We, the people, in all the communities.
Sarah Brown is the CEO of the organisation and says it's important that the message comes from the community rather than the government, as it's more likely to be trusted.
People are really looking for messages that they can trust. And a government announcement about something is not necessarily going to cut it.
Ms. Brown says the animation will encourage patients at Purple House to take part in the rollout, despite their initial fears.
The kind of stories we were hearing are similar stories across the country. It's been too quick. Why all this talk about giving the needle to Aboriginal people? They're testing it on us. So not the understanding that there are millions of people across the world who've already had it.
Phase 1B will focus on vaccinating Aboriginal Territorians aged 55 and over, Territorians aged over 70 years, and some emergency services personnel. And as the rollout continues, health professionals are noticing ongoing challenges to delivering safe and accurate messaging to communities. The blocking of news content on Facebook forced them to rethink how they reach out to some of Australia's most remote and vulnerable. John Patterson is the Chief Executive of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance in the NT.
That's why we've got to diversify in terms of social media, posters, radio, you know, getting our interpreters, getting our messages, even TV.
The Northern Territory Government is hoping to start having patients like Miss Numpa-Jimpa vaccinated by next week. To date, there have been 107 cases diagnosed in the Northern Territory, and all have been related to international or interstate travel. There has also been no community transmission. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.